Israel is leading the world in coronavirus vaccinations per capita, but Palestinian officials are still scrambling to secure vaccines for the West Bank and Gaza. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
Israel is not providing vaccines to Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank or to Gaza, which Israel and Egypt blockade due to Hamas control there. Israel says Palestinian officials are responsible for getting their own vaccines. Aid groups say both Israeli and Palestinian officials share responsibility. Only 3% of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza will get vaccines next month from a World Health Organization program trying to distribute vaccines equitably around the world. That program will eventually cover 20% of Palestinians. The Palestinian Authority started approaching vaccine manufacturers only a couple weeks ago and hasn't announced any deals yet. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
One benefit of the Brexit deal that went into effect late last night, Britain now has abolished the so-called tampon tax on women's menstrual products. The country's treasury chief vowed to end the unpopular tax on sanitary products last March, but the change couldn't be implemented until after Britain left the EU, because EU law categorized the period products as luxury items and not essentials. British officials say menstrual products are already free in schools, colleges, and hospitals. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
Cuts to state programs and uncertain federal funding have Texas food banks worried.
Almost every single food bank is projecting a potential gap between the demand in their communities and their ability to meet that demand.
I'm Kimberly Adams. The challenges food banks are facing in the new year. That's next time on Marketplace.
Marketplace comes your way at 6:30 this evening on CPR News. Coming up in 10 minutes, a young DACA recipient in Aurora offers a unique perspective on immigration. That's on All Things Considered. Tonight, skies will be mostly clear across our state, lows around 20 for Metro Denver, 15 for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Grand Junction, and it'll be chilly in Vail at 8 above. Currently 30 in Vail, 34 in Grand Junction, 40 degrees for Denver. This is CPR News.